This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Once it figures out that whole leadership thing it's working on and decides whether there's going to be a government shutdown or not, the House of Representatives is expected to vote sooner rather than later on a bill that would get rid of a 40-year-old ban on exporting American crude oil. The restrictions were a reaction to the OPEC oil embargoes back in 1973, but that market is really different now, thanks mostly to a dramatic increase in production here. So Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson explores the growing momentum around lifting that ban.
Even now, the ban isn't a complete ban. There are exceptions, such as exporting to Canada. And just last month, the Commerce Department okayed trades with Mexico. We send them our light sweet crude in exchange for an equal number of barrels of their heavy sour crude. And those swaps are supposed to help both of our refineries run better. But there's also a big push to lift the ban entirely.
Who loves the ban on U.S. crude oil exports? Iran and Russia. Not exactly our best friends.
That ad was made by the American Petroleum Institute, a trade group that wants the ban lifted. API's Louis Finkel sums up the pitch for exporting like this.
It's going to create more jobs here at home. It's going to have a positive impact on our trade deficit. And most importantly, it's going to have a positive impact on consumers. That repealing the ban on crude exports is going to create downward pressure on gasoline prices and benefit all American consumers.
But some Democrats worry it'll raise energy prices and jeopardize national security. Many independent refineries, environmentalists, and unions are also in favor of maintaining the status quo. And the counterargument has a scary-sounding ad of its own.
Lifting the crude oil ban could raise gas prices, cost U.S. jobs, and help grow China's economy, while putting our energy future at greater risk from terrorists like ISIS by making us more dependent on Middle Eastern oil.
That was made by a group called Allied Progress. So what might lifting the ban actually do? Lynn Westfall is the director of the Office of Energy Markets and Financial Analysis at the Energy Information Administration. His nonpartisan agency recently put out a report on this, and he says at most by 2025,
we see effects on crude prices and therefore gasoline prices in the neighborhood of about a penny a gallon.
That's lowering prices a penny.
So it's not a big effect on prices consumers pay, but it's a fairly significant effect on the income of U.S. domestic crude producers.
He thinks it could eventually add up to $30 billion a year of additional income for U.S. crude producers, revenue that would come at the expense of domestic refineries. Westfall says this is the result of a couple of years of research and seven previous reports. He says case closed. But Ed Herz, an energy economist at the University of Houston, looks at all the research out there and is just not impressed that lifting the ban will do much of anything at all.
Until the United States gets to a point where crude oil is less expensive to produce than it is overseas, we can't compete dollar for dollar, barrel for barrel against the larger producers in OPEC.
Relative to some Middle Eastern oil-producing countries, it's harder and more expensive to pull oil out of the ground in the U.S.
U.S. producers with shale plays costing $25, $35, $45, $55, $65 a barrel to produce cannot compete with OPEC producers where the cost of lifting and producing crude oil is less than $10 a barrel.
But he says the ban is such a non-issue, he doesn't see much argument for keeping it in place either. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.